This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Bobby, I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but I would be a bad parent if I didn't. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Fine. If you're a superhero, what were you in prison for?
Integrity.
I made a vow to have peace, no matter how many people I have to kill to get it.
You know, it's funny.
What?
Your wiener!
I'm about to bang your ass, and you're asking me for help?
Bang my ass?
Yeah, bang your ass!
Okay. You mean, okay. I've never heard it said that way.
What? Bang?
You mean beat me up.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're listening to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Taylor. Oh, man. That's like a little trip down memory lane. I forgot how good that intro was.
It's nice.
Yeah, we haven't listened to that for a while.
Damn, that's a good intro. March of last year. What a way to bring in the old year. Wait, 2 years ago. Holy shit, Cole. We've been using this intro for at least 2 years?
Yeah.
That's wild. Well, but not as back. Wild as the Minnesota Wild.
Oh, man. That was fucking awesome. I watched hockey the other day. Taylor was at work, and Elijah had something come up, so he didn't come over. So I ran over to KFC, grabbed some chicken and stuff. And
I thought you ran over to KFC to watch hockey.
Yeah, I did. It's the best place in town to watch
hockey.
So I grabbed some chicken and some food and shit.
You said that lady was a bitch, Cole.
She was.
Ooh.
So she takes my order, and like...
Was this drive-thru or was this carry-out?
Drive-thru.
Oh, there's your problem.
So... I wanted a three-piece, and it comes with two sides, right? So I was like, I'd like a three-piece. She's like, pull forward, please. I was like, do I get to pick my side? She goes, mashed potatoes and coleslaw. I go, can I get something other than coleslaw? She's like, yes. I'm like, oh, cool. This lady fucking sucks. And so I get macaroni and cheese instead of the coleslaw and stuff.
That's a huge upgrade.
And she asked me, like, on the box before I pulled up, like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, lemonade. And she's like, okay, you know. I pull up, and, like, the first thing she does is she puts the microphone down, and she's like, just 1 second, she says to me. And then she starts taking an order for the people behind me. And then she's like, I have my money ready. And then she's like, $14.38 or whatever, right? And so I hand her the money. She hands me my change. And then she goes back to taking the other person's order, right?
Uh-huh.
And then she's just like, what would you like to drink? And what would you like to drink? And what would you like to drink? I'm like, are you fucking talking to me? Yeah. Like, I don't know if you're talking to the person in the car behind me or me.
Yeah.
She's like, yes, what would you like? I was like, lemonade. Like, that lady was such a bitch. She was just miserable with her life.
What do you want to drink?
Last time I went there, I had the best experience ever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there only one KFC in town
there
now?
There should
right?
be zero.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just the one.
I do miss the south location. But that north one, I haven't been there or attempted to go there for 2 years now.
Okay.
Because the last time I went there, it was like 5 o'clock. First I did try twice. And their drive through the ordering thing wasn't working, so you had to go up to the window, and I was like, all right, this is already gonna suck. So I went up to the window and I tried to place an order, and they told me that they were out of whatever chicken. And I'm like, it's like 5 o'clock, you know, like, I'm like, and it wasn't that they were out. They just didn't have any made. And I was like, so you can't.
So fucking
I
make
like,
so.
Don't you fry the shit here? Like, cook it. And they wouldn't. And so I left. And then I went back there again, and I went inside that time, and it was the same thing. is that they refused to cook more chicken.
That's it, dude.
They're like, well, we don't want to make any more chicken.
Okay, so
I'm not trying to defend them.
But
what? This is 5 o'clock.
Because you shouldn't.
Yeah, don't defend them.
I'm saying this. You know, if you go to a good barbecue place or a good donut shop, once the shit's gone,
it's KFC. It's not that good. It's better than some other shit.
Okay, so my question is, maybe it takes a long time to make and prep this stuff.
It doesn't take a long time to fry fucking chicken.
Yeah.
Well, they got to bread it.
It's probably done for
they
them.
Have no, to bread it. They bread it on their own.
Sure they do.
I'm not defending their actions. I am defending their actions. They're out, okay?
They're out. They're
out. With it.
Although I,
what do you want to drink?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. What?
Because lemonade. I get it. Like the first time she lowered her microphone, so then you knew she was talking to you. And then if she's just screaming,
oh my gosh,
what do you
that's
want?
So funny.
Makes zero
that's hilarious.
Sense.
She was an asshole.
I would take KFC honestly over Chick-fil-A though.
Oh fuck yeah.
I don't think Chick-fil-A is that great. I don't understand the long line there. Uh-uh. I also don't understand the long line at Starbucks, but whatever. I would take probably maybe Big Boy then would come in.
Oh sure.
And that's just a little out of the way. I think their chicken's pretty good.
That's the only reason why I went to KFC rather than Big Boy is because it's so far away. I don't want my shit to be cold by the time I get home.
I would say this.
Pizza Ranch has good chicken.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
As far as Chick-fil-A goes, I would say that their chicken is – or not because none of it is what you would get at like a KFC. You can get thighs – you can get dark meat, but you can't get dark meat at Chick-fil-A.
Fuck that.
Chick-fil-A is just sandwiches.
Well, then why do people even, like it so much?
You can only get
I don't know.
Patties or whatever they are.
So you can't even get a real chicken like with a bone in it?
No.
No.
Fucking ridiculous.
They only have boneless, they're just sandwiches.
Yeah,
it's
sandwiches,
just a chicken
nuggets,
sandwich place.
They're fine. I mean, if somebody gave me a gift card there, I wouldn't be mad about it. Okay.
No, I'd be fine with that too. It's just I don't understand why there's always a line there.
It's not that
good where I would want to, like, I'll drive. If I was like, okay, I could go for a chicken sandwich and I drive, I'm like, oh, there's Chick-fil-A. And if there's like 4 cars in the line, I'm not doing it.
No.
I'll pass. Agreed. I don't need to wait for that stuff.
Yeah, no way. I had actually gone into KFC. I don't go there very often, but when I do, it's to try their weird shit.
Oh, did you try the pizza thing?
The chizza. I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah, we did.
It was good.
Okay.
What's
so special? It's just chicken with...
It's like a chicken parm.
There is sauce on there.
Yeah, sauce, cheese, pepperoni.
Okay.
It's all good.
Sure.
It's all good. That's all I got to say about it.
I mean, I don't see how it could be bad.
Right, exactly.
I mean, KFC does have good chicken.
The time
and then
after
they added
that...
good stuff.
So I've gone there twice in the last month, and the next time I went there, I just went and got a bucket of chicken, and we ordered it... prepaid, you know, so I had to go inside the restaurant to get it carry out style.
Oh yeah.
And there was a baby in a car seat just sitting on the
all by itself.
All by itself.
Maybe it was an employee's child.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, take your kid to work day.
So
which
Cole,
is every day.
In that lady's defense, maybe she was having a fucking terrible day with that kid that she had to watch. And
fucking throw that kid in the fryer then.
Oh wow, jeez.
Oh, there's some food. They'll cook that up,
okay.
No problem.
Cool. So she's like, I got to babysit and deal with this dickhead that wants, what do you want to drink? What? Okay. Anyway, so you got your food, and it was a good, at
it was
least?
Good. But then I came home, I started eating it and watching the Minnesota Wild, and Marcus Foligno came back after being gone for 11 games, and the first thing he did was beat someone's ass.
Okay.
Yeah. And
why was he gone for 11 days?
Because he was injured. He had I think it was a shoulder injury. I don't remember what kind of injury it was.
Okay. What position is this guy?
He's like a forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Defenseman? No forward?
I think he's forward.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
getting into fights.
But yeah, he beat the shit out of someone. And then 15 seconds later, the Wild scored. Mm. And then the Predator scored. And then there's another fight. And that guy did okay, but I don't. That one was not as nearly as good of a fight. Yeah. And then in the second, Then the Wild scored, and then the Predator scored. And then the third, the Wild scored, and then the Predator scored.
Huh, close game.
And, yeah, so it was just like, it was never a blowout, and they had to go to overtime. And well, Taylor got home right around this time.
So I got home right, like, there's 5 minutes left, and the Wild were up. And I'm like, no, they were tied. Then they had scored, and I'm like, oh shit, I think the Predators are gonna tie this game up before the
dude talking to them. Like,
oh sorry,
can't
I
hear
thought
anything.
The Predators were gonna score, and they sure as shit did. So they go to overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
the Wild did the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in a hockey game.
A backflip, slap shot.
So in overtime rules, it's 3-on-3.
Yeah,
and then if you don't make it out of overtime without a score, then you go to a shootout.
They only do one overtime, right?
In regular season hockey, it's one overtime. Yeah.
Okay.
So the Wild pulled their goalie.
Okay, and if you lose in overtime,
without your goalie,
still get a point.
Oh yes.
For the season. Okay. So if you win, you get 2 points. If you lose, you get zero. But if you lose in overtime, you get 1 point.
A little consolation prize.
Okay. So and it counts to trying to go to the offseason.
Sure. Right?
And the Wild kind of sucked this year, but there's a small chance that they could make the playoffs.
Desperation mode.
They're in desperation mode right now. So it's 3-on-3 hockey. It's 5 minute overtime. There's about a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
It was right around there, maybe 2 minutes. I think it was about a minute and a half left. And all of a sudden, the goalie for the Wild, Marc-Andre Fleury, leaves the ice.
Mm-hmm.
He comes skating off the ice, and they put a fourth guy in. But it's super fucking dangerous because if the Predators grab it, it's really easy to fucking shoot the goal in because there's no shoot the puck in because there's no goalie to stop it.
Just
right,
shoot it across the ice.
And I'm just like, but Taylor's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What are they doing? I was like, I don't know. They're gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna be pissed.
But the other thing is, if they were to shoot that and score because overtime rules, they wouldn't have gotten any points.
Yeah,
because
if you pull your goalie, you don't get any points if you get scored.
Okay, so they're really
really
so
risky.
I'm like, I'm gonna be pissed. And right after I said that, the Wild fucking scored, and I was like, I'm not pissed.
that was fucking awesome, man. It was so cool.
And Taylor was asking me like, Have you ever seen them do that? I was like, I've never seen them do that. And then the commentators afterwards were like, I've never seen that. It's only happened once before.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
We don't know.
Huh. We'll have to look into it. But did you know that I was reading some articles? None of the players realized what was at stake.
Yeah.
So like when Fleury went off the ice, I read that too. They had no idea.
They had no idea that if they got shot on or if the Predators had made that goal, that they wouldn't have gotten their point.
Huh. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a really cool thing to witness live. Uh-huh. That's why I love watching live sports. You know, it's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
Because you know,
it's not the same as coming and seeing the highlights on YouTube the next day.
Once you see it there happening, it's amazing. That's why I love pro wrestling. You never know what's gonna happen.
Oh shoot! I was gonna bring you guys a DVD that I picked up at the library sale with some wrestlers in there.
Was it like people we would know?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
People you would know. But
I also like the kind of shit, you know, of people I wouldn't know. Like, it was some backyard wrestling shit.
No, it was a legit wrestling. I think I just completely forgot about it. I couldn't even describe it to you because I didn't stare at it that long.
But just surprises.
I know someone tried to sell it at a rummage sale for $1. Couldn't, so they donated it to the library.
Cool.
and then the library sold it for $1.
They sold it for, I don't know what they were charging, pound? 50 cents, a quarter for DVD, something like that.
Did you show them? This is worth at least $1.
Yeah. No. I wanted the deal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I came across an interesting article today, and it was about an artificial intelligence robot out of Saudi Arabia. So they were showing off this cool AI robot,
mm-hmm.
Who identifies as male. Oh. Yeah, it's a male robot.
Oh, good. Now even robots have genders.
Correct. And
He proceeded to.
Yes, that's true. I did say it was a male. They told the reporters to keep their distance from this and this robot, this male robot, and this female reporter got a little too close, and he got handsy and touched her butt right away. And you can see there is a video, and she turns around and goes like, she's like, whoa, puts her hand up and stops like it's a real person. Whoa. And then got out of the way. And I thought that was pretty fun and interesting.
Well, good for that robot.
I guess, you know, its debut tries to get a little some of whatever. I don't know what. Maybe it's anatomically correct.
It just goes online and immediately starts groping.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting.
Classic men.
Yep.
Classic.
So, Taylor's dumb. So he's trying to give me he's trying to give me shit the other day. Like he brings the mail in and he's like, look at you, you old man. And he holds up this this envelope. He's like, yeah, you're old. Like I think he was trying to call me a senior citizen.
Did you receive
something
from AARP?
No, I received something from AAA, and then I realized Taylor doesn't know the difference between AAA and the AARP.
Oh, okay.
Fucking idiot.
No, I do.
What's wrong with a little roadside assistance, Taylor?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because after I said that to you, like, I
kind of just looked at him like, what are you fucking talking about?
I realized the error of my ways, but I let it ride. I just want to see if Cole.
Well, obviously, he
brought
realized,
it up.
Yeah,
I wrote it. I came downstairs and I wrote a note on it just to give you shit on this podcast.
It stuck.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's not the dumbest thing. That's not the dumbest thing. Well, it's pretty close.
It's
to
a
the
good
dumbest
example.
Thing that I've heard this week. So I was
What's
at
the
work.
First dumbest thing? Dumber than
there's
that,
a newer
man.
Guy at work, and it's getting towards closing time, and. So I lock up the front door, and I walk to the back. There's still a couple of guys in the building. I lock the back door, and I says to the guys that are still in the back door, I go, okay, guys, I locked the door. And there's like four or five of them there. So four of them say, oh, okay. And one of them says, what does that mean? Said, it means that if you leave, you can't come back in. Like... And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I have to stay?
Like,
we're locked in?
Can I leave? It's just like one of those, what do they call when you're a kid, lock-ins?
A lock-in, yeah.
You mean like I got to sleep here with my buddies?
That sounds wonderful. Yeah. Set it up, man. I wish. I've often pondered about how cool. No, I'm not going to pause a call. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is good. He put something in his eyeball,
I think. So.
I think he was holding a pen, so I don't know if he said, don't put this in my eye, and then just went for it.
Right in there.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with the spicy stuff that we ate.
Oh, it was on the pen?
Maybe.
Oh. Did you eat spicy stuff with a pen?
You good? You want to pause?
Yeah, I wanted to pause when I said time out.
Well, you're back, though. We're still going.
Hey, this is like overtime in hockey, Cole. We just pulled our coal.
I was cooking fucking Cajun shrimp and sausage, and I must have had some fucking chili powder on the back of my hand because I just rubbed it in my eye.
Silly. That's how they get you.
That's silly. That was a silly thing to do, Cole.
Yeah.
Right,
write that on the list of dumb things Cole did this week.
All right, so my roommate was cooking food like an idiot.
What a dumbass.
Well, you guys are like, what did you eat? Did you have chili powder on your pen? I could hear you guys saying
he
dumb
said it.
I said it. Well, Taylor's like, it must have been the food. And I was like, well, maybe he transferred it from his hand to his pen. Actually, I said you just poked your eye with the pen.
Mm. I will say this.
I still burn.
Okay. Here's an interesting thought.
Mm, yes.
You know when you eat something?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you get something stuck in your teeth?
Uh-huh.
Like a piece of garlic, or if there was like a...
Some black pepper or
black
something.
Black pepper, or... Like right now, I just got a hint of celery salt, or celery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing?
What, to have stuck in my teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends.
This is the stupidest conversation. I realize that now.
I hate meat stuck in my teeth,
yeah.
But I mean, I guess if I can get it dislodged, that's fine.
I would rather have meat stuck in my teeth than pretty much anything, because then you get a little snack later. Yeah. Like a little pork rib or something.
Mm. Oh, jerky.
Popcorn.
Fuck popcorn. No, that's the worst, man.
That really gets in there.
That's a big reason why I try not to eat very much popcorn.
It's because
I hate that it gets stuck in the very back teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been eating like everything bagel seasoning. Ooh. On stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just full of seeds and tiny things, mm-hmm, to get stuck in the teeth. So I've been getting a lot of like whatever those seeds are, sesame seeds.
Poppy seeds.
I don't know if it's poppy seeds.
Is it? It's poppy seeds.
And everything bagel? Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And onion chunks and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been really like getting in there. Try carry toothpicks around.
That's a good idea. So,
you know, yeah.
Hey, Cole, question for you.
Yeah.
Question. Cole and I, later next month, are going to the West Coast.
Okay.
And I am kind of wanting to pet a sea lion.
I wouldn't.
What? Do they bite?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would bite me.
Sure.
Like a wild one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They think it'd bite you.
Yeah. I mean,
first, to try to get away from you first. But then, like, if you did get close enough to it and it felt cornered, it would probably fuck you up.
I mean, I want you to try, but
yeah,
I don't
better
think
you than me.
Do it.
You know what's gonna happen now?
Huh?
We're gonna go. And Cole's
gonna come back without a hand.
No, Cole is just gonna get fucked up by a sea lion.
Oh, okay.
Because I put that out into the universe.
That
as
well,
me, that, but it's actually gonna be Cole.
Okay,
that's how it fucking works.
I think Cole's gonna stay a reasonable distance,
not
and you're
no,
gonna
no, no,
go.
You're
for
like
it.
The idiot who goes to Yellowstone and teases the bison.
No. This guy, it's gonna be like a sneak attack. It's gonna be, he'll just be walking and then he'll just hear or snap right on his tippy fingers.
Okay,
hey, Cole, I'm gonna need another one of these.
It's possible. I don't think they do appear docile, but I don't think they're really
docile.
Yeah, I don't. I think they only look cute and cuddly, but I don't think they're safe to approach.
Yeah, and they're not very cute either. Maybe a baby.
I think they are.
Sea lions?
Yeah. Huh. Sea lions. Especially the younger ones, but they, yeah, as they get older, I mean, we can't all look so hot all the time.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
Actually, I got a haircut today.
Yeah, you did. Looks
and
good.
I think I look like Forrest Gump.
Oh, why'd you have to put that in my head?
Because now I look stupid.
Because I saw you on the camera today, Cole.
Uh-huh.
You were throwing some shit away, and I said, hey.
That looks like Tom Hanks.
Cole's got a haircut.
Wow, look at that.
I noticed on the camera. I said, looking good, Cole, in my head. And now you look like
I'm just looking for Jenny.
I don't know.
That's why I made shrimp tonight. That's exactly why I made shrimp.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He was racking his brain. He's like, okay, Bubba said I could do it in this, noodles. You could do shrimp with noodles, mm-hmm, shrimp with sausage, shrimp boil, shrimp grilled shrimp.
Okay, let's see how many
saute.
More you can go.
shrimp puree.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't think I like the haircut.
Here's the deal. It looks fine. I will say this about shrimp. I know you said you don't. The way you prepared it tonight, you had the shell on the shrimp.
Yeah.
Not ideal for a pasta dish, but I will say this. No. There's something so satisfying, especially with shrimp cocktail, with eating the shrimp.
Oh, that's fine. But
when you pull it out ever so slightly with, uh-huh, your teeth and you yank out the entire shrimp from the shell,
yeah,
there's something just so satisfying about that.
No, I don't mind it then if it's shrimp cocktail, but I was just like, I have to use this shrimp. I think it's gonna go bad
in the freezer.
Yeah. So like, and then I was like, fuck, but this isn't what I wanted to use the shrimp for. I want to use it for a shrimp boil, and now I'm making it in this pasta, and now I'm going to have to take the tails off, and it fucking pisses me off. I don't like that.
Well,
because it's like, I already did the work of cooking it. Now I'm eating, and I have to do the work of de-shelling it.
Well,
and I got to get my fingers in fucking
sauce.
In tomato sauce.
And rub it in my eye.
Yeah, silly.
What a nightmare.
What a dumb fuck.
what a first world problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta de-shell my shrimp.
Well, I'm Ooh. Just saying, if I had planned better and had bought shrimp that didn't have shells on it, I wouldn't have had to do that.
Yeah. Why didn't you just pop it off before you threw it in there?
They're frozen.
Raw. Yeah, well, just run it under this cool water a little bit and pinch them off and then throw it in what you're cooking.
No, it was actually better this way because he started crying.
Oh, you know? Yeah, well, I mean. Yeah.
Time out! I'm like, nope.
That's
nope.
True. We did get a little show.
It was a little show. It was great.
Yeah.
Akira Toriyama died last week. We haven't done a dead celebrity in a long time.
Dragon Ball Z, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I saw that on the awards ceremony last night. I think they had his name up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Adam and I watched the Oscars last night.
Oh, yeah?
Did you watch the Oscars?
You just said Adam.
That's
me.
It sounded like you watched them. I was just making sure you watched them.
I thought you said, did you watch the Oscars? And you looked right at me like you were asking me the question.
No, I said, we watched the Oscars last night.
And then he asked you if you watched the Oscars.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So I'm like, who's we? And you're looking at me asking if I watched the Oscars.
Right. I'm just making sure.
Taylor and I watched the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars?
Separately is what I'm saying. We watched them separately.
Yes.
And it was so funny. Elijah likes to do this little thing every year where we mark off who we think is going to win.
Yeah. Oh, you know. I should say I didn't start the Oscars until 7 o'clock. I knew it started at 6, but I was working on a homework project with Logan, a film project. So
cool.
Yeah. Well, so I missed the first portion.
Are you going to submit to the Oscars?
This film project? I'm pretty impressed with what he did.
We watched it at separate locations, apparently.
Yes.
But Elijah, friend of the show, likes to do this thing every year where he calls it the Oscar ballot. You mark off who you think is going to win, kind of thing. Yeah. So we watched it over at the Hammonds,
mm-hmm.
and our friend Kyle got his shit rocked. I mean, he didn't pick anything right.
He didn't even fill one out.
Yeah, he eventually left. He was done at some point. Okay. But yeah. I will say, I love what they do with the Oscars now. It was tolerable to watch.
Oh, you mean with like bringing the previous winners out to?
That was cool.
I liked that a lot.
I liked that. So they brought out previous winners of the Oscars. So if they were presenting Best Actor, Supporting Actor, Actress, and Supporting Actress, they brought out the five previous, and then they gave a little spiel about each one. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing that was awesome is that they took all of the clips. So you know, like they show Killers of the Flower Moon, and then they would
they
do like
some dumb shit.
They showed that during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So as the show was coming in, they would do a little preview of the movie and you got to see it there. So when they went out to announce the best picture, they just said, and the best picture is, boom, it's done.
Although I believe he was supposed to say the 10 nominees. It was De Niro who was up there.
Oh, Pacino.
Or Pacino, I mean. Yeah. And
I don't give a fuck.
I believe he was supposed to say who was nominated, but he just went,
and the winner.
It says here.
Yeah.
And then,
that was great.
Yeah.
So, however they did it, it was awesome.
I thought the show
was a circle jerk. It was a circle jerk, but it wasn't a huge circle jerk. And it was done by fucking 9:30.
I was surprised I watched
it. 6 to 9:30?
Dude.
I watched YouTube videos instead.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, that's cool.
Well, why not? Yeah, you could get the recap of this.
I probably won't.
If you want.
Well, no, you're probably going to see this shit because there was a lot of cool stuff.
But
like, I liked
it. Had you seen anything nominated? Like any movies or whatever?
The only ones that I saw that were nominated for Best Picture and that were in the contention were Poor Things.
You did see that. Okay.
Which was really good. And Barbie.
Okay, I saw.
Those are the only two.
I had seen Barbie and The Holdovers.
Not Oppenheimer, huh?
No, that's that's streaming now.
Yeah.
So that's on the list to watch, and Logan really wants to see that. So at some point, whenever he is ready to, you know, give 3 hours of father-son time to watch that movie, then we will watch it. So.
Yeah.
You know, you could have watched it last night when the Oscars.
I know, I could have. But whatever.
Shit. I was talking about how I had such a bad time at fucking KFC.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fucking great time at the Progue the other night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, wait. Before you go on, Cole, I do want to make a big announcement.
Yeah.
Huge news.
Oh, okay.
For the Bismarck area.
Whoa.
The North Burger King is open again.
Oh, yes. I had heard.
Fuck that. Fuck that Burger King. Fuck Burger King. I hate Burger King.
You don't like the flame broiled?
No.
You know what I like? You know what I liked about that North Burger King? Those fun little touch screens in there. I had a good time with those.
Like the games?
Yeah. Sometimes I'd I'd go in there like on Sundays, get some breakfast, and I'd play the touch screens, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's a good time.
I don't know what he's talking
like
about.
Like they have little games
just
for
like
kids.
In the bar. Is some of the same games as in the bar.
Like a little solitaire game that you play on the touchscreens.
Okay.
They have them for the
like
kids.
Like Wordle or whatever.
He says for the kids. Turtles. It doesn't say it's just for the kids.
Does it have the nudie?
Yes, exactly. I played nude photo. Now he loves North Burger King.
I'm going.
It's for the kids.
It's only old pervert sitting over there.
So when you were playing that, did you do the matching with the nude guys or the nude ladies?
It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. Okay. It's fun.
Whoever. Pansexual over here.
There
whoever,
you go.
Whatever.
But so I go over to the. I got off of work and I knew my mom was watching my niece. So I called her. I was like, hey, is Evie still there? And she's like, yeah. I was like, I'll be right over. So I went and hung out with my niece for like 2 hours and kind of bullshitted with my mom for a while. And she's like, you don't got to work? I'm like, no. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I have no idea.
This was on Sunday?
No, this was on like Friday.
Oh, cool.
And then I was like, you know, I think I'm going to go to the Progue. She's like, oh, who are you going to go with? I was like, no one. Like, I'm just going to go. So I put my headphones on and I just listened to this podcast called Capital Punishment. It's about.
You gotta listen.
Okay.
It's about Wayne Stengem died. He's the attorney of people from not North Dakota wouldn't know this, but he was the attorney general in North Dakota, and he was pretty fucking, I guess everyone thought he was awesome, and then he died, and we found out he's shady as fuck. And then his buddy, what was his name? Ray Holmberg?
Ray Holmberg.
Oh, is he the one who went to
the pervert
overseas?
He's the pervert who went to Prague. And,
sorry, you know what? Let's not. Pervert is something different. This guy's a fucking sexual pariah, a
sexual predator,
sex fiend.
A fucking piece of shit.
I'm sitting there.
So maybe we shouldn't use the term pervert because pervert could refer to somebody that likes feet sometimes. No, this guy is a fucking piece of shit who deserves a fucking red hot poker up his dick hole and up his asshole. Fuck Ray Holmberg.
That's too
yeah,
because
he's a pervert.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Anyway, so it's all about all this fucking
who put
shady
this out?
Shit.
It's local then.
KFGO out of Fargo.
Okay,
the talk radio station.
It's
out of
about all this fucking shady shit that was happening in the North Dakota legislature. And there's 5 episodes so far, and I think there's another one coming out soon, like this week.
Yeah. So here was my takeaway from it.
Pretty good.
My takeaway from it. Highly recommend listening to. I won't give.
Oh, and
away.
You spell capital like.
Like the capital of North, like capital building.
Yeah, but not like capital punishment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured that because it was dealing with politicians. So
my whole thing was it started off with like, oh, they're going to really throw some shade. But then it's more investigative. Like we don't know what's happening because these emails that were supposedly lost that are now found are going to explain a lot of stuff, and they haven't released those to the public yet. So this is still an ongoing type of thing.
Emails that were – I don't know anything about emails that were supposedly lost.
So what happened was Stengem dies, okay, and
– his secretary just basically deleted everything.
Deleted everything. And there's a lot of shady –
so she's just as shady.
We're not talking like – so it starts off with – like they throw this stuff out here about Ray and Wayne being really tight. And as the story progresses, they talk more about like dealings that were done kind of behind the backs of the citizens of North Dakota, mm-hmm. like not doing proper channels of awarding bids to certain individuals – mismanagement of money, things like that. So the thing that has always just fucking gnawed at me is people get so fucking angry and pissed off about how, oh, they're wasting money on you know, school. Like, why we're giving kids free? Why would we give kids free lunches? Why would we, you know, we can't pay teachers enough, or why would we pay teachers more? They're a bunch of lazy fuckers and whatever. Uh-huh. The thing that pisses me off is this kind of shit is happening, and everybody can agree on this. This is stuff that everybody can agree on.
Wayne
Stengem
basically stole like $2 million, and no one really knows where it is.
Well,
funeral expenses. You know?
Well, the money that, so he awarded his buddy essentially, this lawmaker who's still on the fucking... who's still
Jason Doctor.
Jason Doctor, who's a Bismarck resident, who is still serving as a representative.
Oh, Doctor, yeah.
Yeah. Was awarded this... he owned this building that the Attorney General's office moved into without being bid to anybody. It was just, here you go, buddy.
Sure.
It's yours now. And it's like, what the motherfucking
fuck? And then he got all this money to fucking modifications to the building and stuff.
Yeah. This was $2 million over the budget. And this one guy was like, what the fuck? What's going on here? And they're like, oh, that's just the way it goes. And then they built it into a payment plan and all this shit. It's like, what the fuck, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is corruption at its finest. And it's right here plain as day. And people are all pissed off about, like...
But this was known pre-death, correct?
No, this came out after.
It only came out after.
Yes, and so when they went to go back and say, hey, what the fuck's going on here?
I see.
So we had people from Montana... like some sort of criminal investigation from Montana, independent, come in to see what was going on.
Because they couldn't use a North Dakota department because he was the attorney general.
Yeah. Right.
They're in charge of law enforcement.
Uh-huh. So Montana comes in. They're like, okay, show us the emails. Like, there are no emails. They were deleted the day after he fucking died. It's like, holy fucking shit. I'm really glad KFGO is doing this and putting their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Because fuck that shit, man.
So, yeah. Anyway, so I go to the pro, I put my headphones on, I start listening to this shit.
It's good.
Then they
highly recommend it for all of our North Dakota listeners. It is fucking fascinating, and it's going to piss you the fuck off.
Yeah. And they got the nicest waitress comes over. Well, first, the owner, she's always like the hostess. She's standing right at the door, you know. I walk in, and she's like, how can I help you? I was like, you got a table for one? She's like, not yet, but I will soon. So,
she's like, we don't do that here.
So not for you.
She's really nice, too. So, like, about maybe 5-10 minutes later, she comes and seats me down, and I get, like, the nicest waitress ever. And she's like, what do you want? What do you want to eat, you know? And I was like, oh, I'll take this soup. And their special was bison short ribs with, like, a wine reduction on them.
Ooh.
And so I got that, too. And I'm waiting for my soup. I got a bowl of soup, not a cup, because that soup is really fucking good. And I'm waiting for it, and I see this guy come out of their like little private room. They were having like a little birthday party or something in there. And he's walking towards the bathroom, and I was like, I know that dude. So I wave to him, and he's a guy that he comes into my work.
Okay.
And so I kind of bullshit with them for a little bit, and my soup gets there, and he's like, oh, I'll get out of here, let you eat and stuff, you know. So I eat the soup, and a little later my short ribs come, and they come with some kind of parsnip mashed potatoes, which were super good.
Yeah, they are.
And, well, they don't always have the same starches.
Well, maybe it's the sweet potato thing I'm thinking of. But anyway,
you know, everything I ate was awesome. And then she comes over, the waitress, and she's like, well, do you got any room for dessert? I was like, I don't like dessert, but can I have that menu, that bar menu with the appetizers on it? And she's like, okay, you know, fucking weirdo. But like, so she goes and gets me the thing.
What do you want to eat?
Yeah, what do you want? So then for dessert, I had some chicken liver pâté, right?
Okay.
For dessert, hey.
Sure.
So I'm finishing it up. I'm on my last piece, and she comes back over. She goes, hey, you know, you're all taken care of, so if you just... head out.
Fuck up.
So if you just head out, I'm not going to chase you down or nothing. I was like, someone paid for my food? She's like, yeah. I go, hey, was it someone from that private room over there?
Nice.
She's like, well, I don't know exactly who it was, but yeah, it was someone from there. It's like, oh, fuck, that's awesome of that dude.
Yeah.
So I added up what everything I was going to, everything I ate would have cost. It was like $58. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to give this chick a big tip. I don't know if they already tipped her or not. So yeah. I was like, gave her 26 off of a $58 ticket. So
yeah, that's sure.
Huh?
Is that good?
That sounds
pretty
damn good.
That's almost 50%. Yeah. If I had $2 more, I would have given her exactly 50%.
I always do that. Like, I've gone to places like my bro used to work here at Texas Roadhouse. I still get the all-star treatment when I go in there sometimes.
Wow.
I had my food comped one time. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. So if your food ever gets comped, don't be a dick and pass that shit along to your server because you were going to pay anyway.
Yeah.
I've never gone to Texas Roadhouse and thought, oh, not going to pay because my brother works here. I've never thought that. Yeah. So if I ever, whenever I go there and people comp my food, I'm always going to give the fucking waiter or waitress a fucking fat tip.
You pay it forward.
What? Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. I don't, I think the way that they do their specials over there is like they put something on special for like a few weeks and then they get rid of it and then they got something else on.
Bison short ribs
on
fucking
awesome. Oh, dude, if
awesome,
you get a chance to get over there and they still have the bison short ribs on the menu, it's fucking good. It's cool. Really good.
That sounds great.
But, I don't know. How's,
sir?
Sir? Don't fucking shake your can at
did
me.
Did you see that I think you should leave now? One where he does the, he tries to do a pay it forward.
Yes. 25 burgers, 25 steaks, 25 wine. Yeah.
The guy who gets out of the car and he's like, I'm not doing it. That, see, I never really watched a whole lot of I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, you got him.
My brother and his friend are super obsessed with it. And then they tell me all the skits, and then I watch them, and they're not as funny as they make them sound. Like, because they already told me the entire premise of the skit. So. But anyway, the guy who gets out of the car, that was Damien Mizdow.
Yes, it was.
Damien Sandow.
Yeah.
Former WWE. Professional wrestler.
Okay. One of my favorites was... Or of that scene was when he pulls around, wait, I'm doing something. And then she realizes what the fuck he's doing. Yeah. And then she starts doing it too. Oh, fuck. That is such a great goddamn show, Cole.
There is one with Tim Robinson. I think it was called Just the Comedians. And it was a different series where I think each comedian.
Shay's told me about this. Yeah, he says it's
like
pretty good.
20 minutes or something like nice. That. And it's not stand-up. It's just, like, sketches as well. And he's, what, like, a big gambler, big casino guy. And he's walking in all dressed up. He's like, oh, lucky can one guy be kind of things. And he goes up to the roulette. He's up at the roulette table. And he's like, put it all on red. All right. And he does that. And he tips some guy, like, $10,000 or something like that. And then... they spin the wheel and they're like, 24 black. And he's like, no! And he just starts freaking. I lost all my money. And he tries to get his $10,000 back from this waiter. It's like just freaking out.
You know what's funny?
And it's awesome.
I saw this guy. I was on some podcast, some professional gambler. And I'm like, dude, I think you are so full of fucking shit. He was talking about roulette. And he's like, these guys that have been there for years at the roulette table, take the ball, they spin the ball. That's what they do every day for 8 hours. He's like, you're telling me you can't tip them to drop that ball where you want it? I'm like, yeah, I really do think. I mean, there might be a little bit of a spin that they can do, but I don't think they're actively practicing. I don't know.
No, I don't think they...
I mean, shut the fuck
there's
up.
There's no way they could make it land where
no.
you want it. No.
I mean...
they might maybe... If they push that little magnet button on the bottom, they might make it land exactly where you don't want it, but I don't think they could ever make it land where you want it. It would just have to be some sort of lucky happenstance.
I know Cole is not a gambler. My friend Adam and I are. We like to gamble, and it's fun to do.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, Adam, I don't see you playing table games. Oh. Have you ever hit a live roulette table?
I have, actually.
It's fucking fun.
I don't think... Have I?
You, Adam, you should. Next time you're in Deadwood, because...
I've only done the rapid roulette. I don't even remember a live roulette in Deadwood where the location would be.
So my brother and I, when my brother Robert lived in Sioux City, they had a Hard Rock Casino there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, let's do roulette. And I'm like, Rob, I know you love roulette. I really don't want to play that. He's like, no. It is so much different playing live roulette versus the rapid roulette.
Well, sure.
Because it's almost like a community type of thing. You know, like, because mm-hmm. you're high-fiving the guy next to you. It's so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it, highly recommend live roulette.
I've done craps a couple times.
Craps is fun.
Never remember how to play.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just throw the dice or put my money wherever they tell me to. And sometimes I win. I still don't know how to play.
One time, I was crushing it at craps.
Yeah.
And then the next time I played, I was not crushing it.
Yeah.
And it's days like that, you know, really.
I,
I did go to the casino recently. I took my mother out there. And I had what I will call a spell. A spell.
A good one or a bad one?
No, a bad one. Where
you fall down? Like a spell? Like,
close. Very close. Where I was playing a slot machine, and suddenly I was like, God, it's really...
Oh, it's really?
It's really cold in here. It's like, it's really cold. And I started like shivering, and I was like, something's weird. And I got up, and I was like, I can't walk. My leg, like all my calves were all freaking stiff. And I was like, this is weird. And so I was like, and I started walking. I found my mom in the casino, and I sat down next to her, and I was like, is it really cold in here? And she's like, no. And I'm like, God, it's freezing. And then I sat there for a second. I was like, and then I was like, fuck, it's really hot. Is it really hot in here? And I took off my sweatshirt, and I just felt like drenched in sweat. And I kept like standing up to try to stretch my legs. Uh-huh. And they started feeling a little bit better as soon as I switched to hot mode. And then I was like, something's weird. And then I was like, and I started vomiting. Luckily there was a garbage can. Like,
for real?
Yeah, a garbage can like 3 feet away. It's just like, because I had a sense that I might throw up. And I was like, I don't want to go, because these are weird things happening to me, I don't want to go in the bathroom in case like I just tip over
and die.
And die or something. You know?
I'm dying on the floor.
Yeah, I gotta die where people can see me. And so I ran over to the garbage can, and I barfed in it like 3 times with people walking by me.
Were you drinking?
No drinking. I was with my mom. I'm the chauffeur.
I'll tell you what. That happened to me too.
It went away. As soon as I barfed,
yeah,
I started cooling down, and everything was fine. But I know people were like, God, that guy is partying or something. And it was a concert, and I get into a concert, but this was like 5 o'clock. Yeah, and I didn't go to a concert.
You started a little too early.
But the funny thing
is,
I was barfing, and I was looking at my mom, and she's just playing. Just watching. Being concerned, but still making sure that button gets pressed. Because, you know, if you don't do that, you can't win if you don't play.
Jesus. I will say this. That happened to me, too. I had a spell.
Yeah. A spell!
But it's when I was trying Zins out.
Oh, yeah.
A little too much nicotine for Uncle Taylor.
Yeah, there you go.
Had a couple few too many to drink. And then I said, you know what would be a good idea? Papa's nicotine pouch. I started just sweating pools. And Cole's like,
I could hear him throwing up upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I went upstairs.
I was giggling.
Yeah. I was like, yep, it's game over, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So... who knows what led up to it?
Was it Zins?
No, it wasn't Zins. I think I had a couple energy drinks in the morning, and I think I just didn't eat enough for something that day.
Yeah,
is my theory. I'm hoping that's all it is for this spell, and because nothing.
How long ago was this?
This would be like 2 weeks now, and no other symptoms of anything else has happened since then. So
how's the shit? How's the consistency?
Like my poop?
Yeah.
I don't know. It happens when it happens. I should put it in a cup and give it to you? Or a
mail
bag?
Mail it to...
you should put it in a bag and light
it on
fire.
What's the address of that place where you get your drug tests? I'll just mail them my poop?
Jack Steakhouse. Be like, the new essence is here.
Yeah.
See, all right. You're talking about a couple weeks ago. You were that was a couple weeks ago. You were drinking when you were drinking and you popped the Zin and then.
No,
you
that was months ago.
Okay.
That was maybe 1 month ago.
No. Okay. Anyway.
But last weekend on Saturday, I think it was on Saturday. I get home, and Taylor and Ashley are drinking, and I look at what they have. Like, Taylor's drinking beer, but Ashley's drinking just this dumb shit. She's drinking fucking horchata flavored Bailey's or something.
No, it's like it was some sort
cream stuff.
It was a rum chata type of thing.
Whew. That's gonna be hard on the tummy.
And then
that's
she was drinking. Then she was drinking Buzz Bombs, which are like these fruity hard alcohol bullshit. And then she's drinking this Asian beers that were all like strawberry flavored.
Just all this sweet shit,
right?
It's girl drinks. I don't know.
So I had seen some other people, and came home with an almost full bottle of wine.
Ooh.
And Taylor's like, oh man, can I try some? I was like, yeah, you can try some. He's like, what is it? I was like, it's a Pinot Noir. It's called Meiomi. And right away,
I think Conan sells it.
And
it was good.
Right away, Ashley's like, I've had that. It's garbage. That's blah, blah, blah. And she would not shut the fuck up about it. So finally, I'm like, Ashley, I see what you're drinking, and I don't respect your opinion when it comes to alcohol. Oh man, that sweet shit. I don't want my alcohol to taste good. I want it to taste like shit.
The more the older I get, like I remember as a kid, you know, as a up and coming drinker.
Okay.
You know, like the sweet stuff was where you had to go.
I loved those tea nights when they did tea nights. Yeah. Man, you can get those giant ones for a buck at Ground Round.
You know, the last time I went to tea night, you know what happened to me? I don't know,
you blacked out or something?
No, I was throwing up in the parking lot of Denny's, and a homeless guy came up to me asking for fucking money.
Well, he's trying to hit you at your weakest.
So Robbie and I, it was my birthday many years ago, and we went on that fucking booze cruise for the Big Lebowski. They did a fucking...
Actually on the boat.
Yeah,
the riverboat. Yeah, right?
They were giving you the White Russians and shit. You were pissed about it.
I fucking sucked because nobody was... It was packed. Like, overpacked. They definitely oversold it. You couldn't watch the movie. You couldn't hear anything because people were all wouldn't shut the fuck up. It was hot. This is in the summer.
And you were in a bathrobe.
And then, no, I wasn't. But then I go outside just to drink, and I was pounding White Russians on there. And then I said,
He said that they sucked because they were pre-made White Russians.
Was it all you could drink, pre-made White Russians?
No, I think you got like 5 drink tickets or something, then you had to buy the rest. But anyway, we get back to land. And I said, I want to go out to eat because I think that was the other thing. It was just catered, but there was no food left or some shit.
Yeah, well, because there's too many people.
Yeah, so then we went to Ground Round, and then I said, hey, let's do some – I want to get fucked up. So I drank a bunch of those fucking teas.
Add more sweet stuff.
Yeah. And then a little later, Robbie joined us or something. And then I said, you want to go out? I'll take you out because you're chauffeuring me around. I'll take you out to Denny's or whatever. I'm horking in the fucking parking lot. After a bit, I'm like, dude, I got to go.
It curdled.
I went outside. I'm puking in the parking lot just all over the fucking place. Like a homeless guy walks up to me. He's like, hey, man, I know you're going through something right now, but can I get like a couple bucks? And I'm just like leaning on my brother's truck. I'm like, bro, please fuck off and let me have my moment.
Yeah.
Let me have it. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I see. Sorry, man. Like, who? I mean, that's a ball to just approach somebody that's just barfing.
Mm-hmm. And then was he like, are you done with that?
This guy is in his weakest moment.
Exactly.
Maybe he'll have some compassion. I had no compassion that day. Fuck that guy.
She dropped dropped some coins in the puke.
It's pretty low, though.
Dollar bills, man. Yeah. Just crumbled them up here. Whatever you got, dude. Anyway, for Comic Can Koozie,
I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor. What a day.